This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and let's work together so that we can correct the problem right now and it won't get out of control later. Patrick, who's up first this hour?
You have a call from Roger in Alabama. And he has a question about his pear trees.
Okay. Roger, good morning. How can we help you with your pear trees today?
Good morning. Well, I've talked to you before about these pear trees that were neglected, and by the way, with your advice and some other just knowledge I knew, we had a bumper crop this year.
Great.
And we picked them all out. I need to prune the tops here in the fall. I pruned them out last fall, but the trees seem really healthy. But one of the trees, the foliage is turning yellow on one side, on the north side. Kind of like a windburn, but I don't see how that could be. We've had some strong winds and storms, but it hadn't affected the other tree at all.
Right.
And the trees are about 30 feet apart, and the trees stand about 20 to 25 feet, and they'll be less than that when I print out the tops. But I don't know what that is, and I have one little problem with the trees. It's these adopted mules. That we have, they're sort of half wild, and I've got them tamer. In fact, I'm looking at them now. I've just been feeding them, and they have a tendency, you know, how horses and mules will do, and donkeys, they'll rub up against a tree.
Right.
And they got attracted to those trees because of the fruit, and they were actually eating the pears for a while, and I did some cutting back for that. But outside of that, they don't spend a lot of time on those trees. But outside of that, I don't really know why those, it's almost like they're going dormant too early or something, just on one side of the tree.
Okay.
And there's no bugs. I don't see any bugs. I've inspected them. I'm really in a kind of a mystery. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So this is not in where your animals stay on a regular basis, so they're not compacting the soil around the plant.
No. I've seen them do that many, many times. They're not actually doing that around these trees. I think the trees are a little bit too small for them to do all that.
Okay.
They're not doing that, and it's not, they don't hang out there a lot, you know, but they do, that is a normal pathway for them.
Okay. Now, when you look at the bark, does it look the same all the way around the tree, or can you tell where they've been rubbing their back up against the trunk of the tree?
Well, actually, I haven't checked that. I mean, the soil is not compacted, and they haven't dug up the grass, and, you know, like they generally do around the tree, but I haven't checked it. I guess I need to check that.
Yeah, take a look at the bark and see if they've been rubbing at the in one particular area, and if you see that that's a problem, then what I would do is get some hardware cloth and build a circle of wire around them so that way they can't rub directly on that tree. I have a friend that lives in Massachusetts. They have horses, and the horses were doing the same thing. And during this time of the year, from rubbing on the tree, they'd knock the fruit down, and then they would eat the fruit. So
yeah, they did that. They did that for a while, actually.
Okay. So what I had them do is I had them get some pressure-treated 2x4s, and they put two of them about, let's say, a foot from the tree itself, maybe even less, and wrap around it hardware cloth. And hardware cloth is stiff, it's rigid, and you would just staple it to make a circle of wire, and that way when they rub, they're going to be rubbing on that hardware cloth and not on the tree. They won't be able to bang up against it to knock off the fruit, and that may help with the situation. But for now, what I'd like to see you do, get a bag of either plant tone or tree tone fertilizer, and it's available all over the country, garden centers, feed and grain stores. It's an organic fertilizer. Measure with a ruler the trunk of the tree, just the diameter, not all the way around, just the width of the trunk, and you would feed them 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter. And because it's organic, it will not burn. It's a slow release, and you go out 3 feet from the main trunk, punch some holes in the ground with a crowbar, or if you have like a pitch bar that's 6 feet tall to try and move rocks or anything, you can just punch a hole with that, 6 inches deep, put a half a handful in each hole, and make a circle all the way around the tree, and that will help to rebuild the roots from now until the ground freezes. Once the ground freezes, then the fertilizer stays dormant. When the ground thaws, what remains will be activated in the spring and give your trees some additional food at the beginning of the springtime. But if you look at the bark and you see that it's worn, if you've seen them hit the tree to knock out the fruit to feed it, then you've got to build some kind of a barrier to keep them away. Sometimes you wouldn't even need the wire. Get 3 stakes and drive them a foot in a triangle, and that way they can't get their body into the tree.
Ah, yes, I see. Well, very good. I was going to feed them in the fall, this fall. Is that a good idea, or wait till the spring to feed the tree?
Oh, no, feed them now.
Okay, on the drip line, feed them now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, if you can feed them now, it will give them a chance, especially on the tree that's damaged where the leaves are yellow. It will give it some energy to replace the food that half of the tree should be making. Now, the other thing I want you to do, kneel down and look at the trunk on the side where the leaves have turned yellow. And look for the possibility of little holes the size of a ballpoint pen. And if you see little holes in it, then it's a chance that you have a borer. Now, if you get some tree and shrub, it's a liquid systemic insecticide, you could put it around the tree now, and when spring comes, it's going to be broken down, and you don't have to worry about it getting into the apple. So the tree and shrub has to go when the tree has no fruit on it in the fall, and by the time new fruit is made, the product has been broken down by the microbes in the soil, by the sun, by the heat, and you don't have to worry about it. But you've got to kill the borer if it's in there, and you'll see little holes the size of the ballpoint pen.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll do that. I've got never been this written down. It's probably going to work because so far everything else you told me has.
It's going to work. Let's think positive, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend now.
Thank you. You have a good Lord's Day.
You too. Bye-bye, Roger.
Bye.
If we can help you, 855-660-4261. If you've got a problem, don't let it get beyond control. Call now, and we can nip it in the buds, and we can prevent it from getting out of control. If you need to do some pruning and you're not quite sure, we had a caller earlier that wanted to prune her hydrangeas. And some people like to prune roses in the fall. It's the wrong time. If you prune roses and you prune hydrangeas at this time of the year, you're going to have wind that will pull the moisture out of the stems. It will create a dehydration, and the branches are going to die back. So you don't prune roses or hydrangea in the fall, only in the spring. Patrick, who's up next? Patrick, are you there?
Can you hear me? You have a call from Gail in Massachusetts. She has a question about her flowers.
Okay. Gail, good morning. How can we help you with your flowers today?
I have dahlias that I plant every year, okay, but they're getting taller and taller. Right now they're 6 feet tall.
Wow.
It's hard to take the buds off them and the flowers to bring into the house. If I separate the bulbs, does that, like take it apart, does that make any difference in how...
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Keep calling and I wasn't getting any answer. We have callers?
Yes, there's callers.
Okay. Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Pancasso program. I'm going to talk to Gail about her dahlias. Gail, now you said your plants are getting taller and taller every year.
Yes, they're 6 feet tall now.
Okay.
These are the dahlias. And I'm wondering how do I make them smaller? Do I start cutting them at a certain point when they're like 4 feet, or what can I do?
What you're going to do is this. In the fall of the year, what I like to tell people to do is to get a string tag and label them by the color. And that way you know what that bulb is going to be the following year. So if you want to follow a theme in your garden, you'll know that this one is pink and this one is white and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you label them now. Use a waterproof ink and write the color and the height of your plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get a frost, you cut the stem right down to the ground. You dig up the bulb, you shake off as much soil as possible, and you attach the string tag or the identification tag to the cluster of tubers, and then you store them in your basement. Now, next year, what you're going to do is this. You're going to condition the soil. You plant your dahlias, and when they get up to be about 18 to 24 inches tall, pinch the tip of the stem right out. And what's going to happen, instead of that stem getting taller and taller and taller, it's going to develop side shoots. And your plant, instead of having one or two stems, could have 3 to 5 stems. It's going to be wider, but it's also going to be shorter. When I was in high school, I worked at a farm stand on weekends digging mums for the people. In those days, they didn't come potted. We would dig them right out of the field. And then when the frost killed, we would dig all of her dahlias and we would store her in her garage for the winter. In the spring, we would plant them. And then in the summer, we would weed the fields and and the owner would pick all the flowers. But she would go through on some of these big flowering varieties that get to be 6-8 inches across, and she would just pinch the main leader if it came up with a single shoot. And then all of a sudden, new shoots would develop from the bulb itself. New branches would develop from the branch that she pinched. And they control the height and normally grew to be around 4, maybe a little bit taller than that. But they weren't. You got more flowers. They were a little bit smaller and you could cut them. And they did an awful lot better. So when they get up to be 18 to 24 inches, if you see that they're really taken off, just pinch back the main leader, and you're in good shape.
Can you tell me, when I dig them up now, I have more bulbs on it.
Right.
Is there a set rule that you can take off one or take off two together to make another plant?
What you want to do, Gail, is this. You don't want to divide it in the fall. Because you divide it in the fall, you're going to have an open wound, and being that it's dormant and not growing, it will dehydrate in your basement where you keep them over winter. So in the spring, take out that big clump, and you'll notice little bumps right near the main trunk where that stem came out and you cut it. Then you can take a sharp knife, and you can split it in two and make two clusters. But what you want to do is to buy garden sulfur. And garden sulfur is a good disease control product that you can put on lilacs to control powdery mildew. You can put it on cucumbers and melons and squash to control powdery mildew. But you would shake some of the sulfur on that cut. And it will help the plant to create a scab and dry out that area so that it can scab up quicker and you won't have any rotting when you put it in back into your garden.
Great. I'll try that. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Gail. You have a wonderful weekend. The other thing, too, is the garden sulfur. When you're storing it, shake some of the sulfur on the roots. That will prevent diseases.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advance to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Mary in Manchester. She has a question about her lawn.
Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. On the side of my yard, the south side, about 4 or 5 years ago, I have the Pro Premium lawn. And for the last maybe 2-3 years, I have that other grass. It's a thick blade with a long white root that is coming out, and it's spreading. And I was wondering, how could I take care of that other grass that is spreading?
Okay. So it's coming into your into the good Pearl's Premium and the rest of your lawn.
Yes, it is. And I also have some in my perennial garden. Like I say, I've been taking a hoe and digging it up, and some of those roots, you know, they grow about a foot, and then there's another one of those grass. I don't know what that grass is called, but it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's called barnyard grass or quack grass.
Okay.
And as you said, you see the main plant, you go to dig it up, and there's a long runner, like a white root.
Yeah.
And if you're able to follow it for a while, a new shoot will come out of it, and then it will run again, and there'll be another shoot. So in the case, excuse me, of that particular grass, is it here and there throughout the lawn, or is it primarily in one area?
Well, it's here and there. It's about a good six feet by 5 feet, and then another 10 feet down the yard. It's coming again. So,
okay, what you're going to need to do is, do you put down a crabgrass preventer?
I didn't this year, but like I said, that's been there for a few years and getting worse, so no, I did okay. not this year.
Okay. Then what I would suggest that you do is try and dig up what you can. If there's really a lot of it, then buy a product called Cleanup. It's made by Bonide.
Mm-hmm.
And mix up some Cleanup. You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot of it. And what you do is you get 2 yardsticks and like a coffee can and a 2-inch paintbrush. And what you do is you take your coffee can, you stand it up, take one of your yardsticks, wrap it with some duct tape so that the yardstick is now stuck to the coffee can. Take a second yardstick and with some duct tape, tape the 2-inch paintbrush. And I use a foam rather than bristle. It tends to hold more of the product. And that way you don't have to bend over. You mix up enough Roundup or Cleanup to go in that coffee can. You walk out in the lawn where the grass is. You take the paintbrush, dip it into the coffee can, rub the edges of the paintbrush so that it doesn't drip, and then take the paintbrush and tap it on the foliage of that grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you concentrate the weed killer right on the weed. If you try and put it in a pump sprayer, it's going to spray all over the place, mm-hmm. and you're going to end up with big circles of dead grass.
Yeah.
So that way, you just walk up, you're not bending over, you dip into the product, you pat the foliage of the weed, and that way you only put it on there and it doesn't hurt the grass growing around it. And if you can do it now, the grasses are beginning to store energy for the winter. And if you can put a product like Cleanup on it, it will take it right down to the root and it will kill an awful lot of it between now and spring. And then in the spring, you can attack it again that way and you don't hurt your whole lawn.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're going to have to spray the whole lawn, start mm-hmm. all over again.
Right, yeah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah. Paul, I have another question. I have a pear tree that I purchased last year, and it's about 8 feet tall.
Okay.
And I have not put it in its spot yet. I just put it in my vegetable garden. I was wondering, like, in maybe next spring or in a couple of years, could I prune that down just so we could stay an easy height for picking? You know, just like, say, it would stay to 7 feet tall. Is that possible to do that?
Oh, yeah. What the time to prune fruit trees? Cherries, apples, peaches, pears, plums, is during the late winter or early spring. And I do a lot of traveling around New England, and it always amazes me that in March, when I go by a big orchard, I'll see crews out there with ladders, and they're doing all of their pruning at that time of the year. So you need to do the pruning before the buds and the flowers come out and the new growth. So usually by the middle to the end of March, if you see that things are beginning to improve and spring is thinking of forming and giving you a nice early planting times, do it then. And what you do, the branches that you cut back, take those branches, bring them in the house, take the ends where you cut, hit it with a hammer so that you crush them up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or you could take a sharp knife and about 3 to 4 inches up on that stem, push the knife in it, split the stem in two, and then put them in a tall vase of water, and they'll bloom on your kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about that before. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that really will help a great deal. And so that if you can do the pruning in the spring. Now, what I want you to do when you prune is this. Different types of fruit trees, when you look at the stem, and you'll be able to see this, when the foliage comes off, on the sides of the stem will be the buds to make new branches and leaves for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Some varieties, the buds are opposite each other. So they're on the right and they're on the left. Some varieties, the buds are alternate. So you'll have one bud on the left, then an inch or two, and one bud on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the left, and then on the right. So you look at that branch. If you want to make your tree thicker, you make a cut just above a bud that points towards the tree. And that way the new growth will grow towards the center of the tree, filling the holes and to make it more compact.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to prevent the tree from getting wider, you do this and it won't continue to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. It'll stay more compact and easier for you to handle. If you want to make it wider, you prune just above a bud that points towards that points away from the center of the tree, and that'll make new growth to make your tree larger in size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for all that information.
Well, thank you, Mary. We appreciate the phone call, and you have a great weekend. Enjoy that sunshine and heat while it's here.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mary. Patrick? Who's up next?
You have a call from Jeff from Cape Cod. He's got a question about his tulips.
Hey, Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod. How you doing today?
Good morning, Paul. You know, I can actually, I'm blinded by the light. It's been a week. But seriously, I have a client who lives in Hyannisport, and he's pretty much on the ocean. And I planted some spring bulbs 3 years ago, and they've been coming up, you know, I measured properly like you, you know, have taught us. And they've been coming up beautiful. And this year, in the spring, he told me, I want more red bulbs around where you planted the others.
Right.
Here's the situation. It's now fall. I don't know where the bulbs are. How do I have to wait till spring to plant the red bulbs?
No, the tulips have got to be planted in the fall of the year so they get established and then they'll bloom in the spring. And if you hold on to them until spring, there's a very good chance that the bulbs will just dry out and they'll be dead when you put them in. So they
okay, here's the situation, Paul, and I apologize for interrupting. I have planted them all in his vinca vine garden area, which is probably 500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's literally no way that I can find out where I planted them. So do I have to tell him wait till next year?
Well, I think if you tell him exactly that and say, listen, what I'm going to do is I don't know where they are to begin with. And because it's all covered with the green foliage, and there was no way to put some kind of a tag to label where they're planted.
Hey, Paul, here's what I wanted to do in the spring. You're going to laugh. But I told him, I'll go down to the store, and I'll buy a big bunch of them barbecue bamboo skewer things, and I'll stick them in the ground. And that way, when they die in the fall, I know where they are. And I can go nuts planting. And he whacked him. He goes, so you want me to look at barbecue skewers all summer long? So then and it's that theory. So this is his mindset, just to get you into how this man is thinking.
Right. What I would do is you don't know where they are. He wants additional color. And you don't want to dig up the bed. So what I've done in the past, and I had a bed with some pachysandra, and like this, I didn't know where they were. So I have a pinch bar. It's like a big crowbar. And I took the pinch bar, jammed it into the ground, got it in about 6-7 inches, wiggled it back and forth, put an inch or so of fresh soil in the hole, put the bulb in, and then filled it. And I built some kind of a cluster, like a circle. And or you can just punch a few here and there, but they do better in groupings. So if you could build a triangle with three, about 6 inches apart, or do a square with the four corners and one in the middle, and just take the crowbar, jam it into the ground, wiggle it back and forth, fill in the center so there's no hole, put the bulb in 6 inches, fill in the soil, and that way it's sheltered by the myrtle or the pachysandra or the English ivy, and he'll have color. And then what you can do for next year, if the pachysandra or the vinca is really thick, get some golf tees and put the golf tee in it where the tulip came up and let it stick out of the ground about a half an inch. And that way next fall you can spread the leaves open looking for yellow golf tees. But they got to be plastic.
Oh, you're brilliant, Paul.
Thank you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've talked a lot today about seeding your lawn, and if you want to try that Pearl's Premium grass seed, if you go to their website, it's pearlspremium.com, pearlspremium.com, and when you order the grass seed, type in the code PAUL20, and they will give you a 20% discount on the grass seed. So pearlspremium.com, type in PAUL20, and you'll get a 20% discount, and they'll ship it right out to you. Patrick, who's up next?
CJ, calling from Cape Cod.
Okay. CJ, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. You got two callers from Cape Cod. I'm actually talking about an indoor plant, but I was listening to you talk about the hibiscus.
Yes.
To bring them in. Now, would a gardenia be about the same?
The gardenia and the Christmas cactus, you want to keep them near your door, but you want to keep them outside longer.
Well, I haven't got one yet.
Okay.
And that's why I was going to buy it later in the year, but maybe I should get one now.
You probably won't find gardenias now till we get to around Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
Because what they do is the gardenias are kept outside.
Mm-hmm.
For much later than most tropical plants, because the gardenia will set its flower buds with short days and cool temperatures, the same thing as a Christmas cactus.
Oh, interesting.
So I always tell people, leave your gardenia, leave your Christmas cactus outside, probably until almost November. If they call for a frost, then bring it in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put it back out. And that way, the Christmas cactus, instead of blooming at Thanksgiving, will bloom at Christmas.
Well, my mother had one for years, and it was beautiful, and I've always been afraid to get one because they say they're tough to grow.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you buy the gardenia,
yeah,
it's probably going to be a fresh plant brought in from Florida, and it's going to be in a pot.
Yeah.
And the pot is going to be straight up and down. It'll be black in color, and the sides will be just like a cylinder.
Huh.
And when you pull the pot off of it, it's going to be a mass of roots because it gets watered, it gets fed on a regular basis, and it will get pot bound. And when we owned our own greenhouse, we would bring them in, knock the pots off of them, and transplant them to the next size. So if they came in a 4, we would put them into a 5 or a 6-inch pot.
Right.
And before we potted them, we took our fingers and we would rough up the root ball and try and pull some of the roots that are going in the circle away from it.
Did you cut those away?
What we ended up doing that was a lot quicker, instead of grabbing each root ball and trying to pull it apart, we took a knife.
Yeah.
And we cut into the root ball a half an inch.
Okay.
And we did it on the right and the left side. And then with our hands, we kind of pulled it apart.
Yeah.
We repotted it, and it did so much better. And the reason is the potting soil that they're using in Florida is like that Miracle-Gro potting soil.
I know what that is.
And it's mostly mulch, and it dries out quickly. So you end up with, all of a sudden, the bud gets nice and white, and then it falls because it's drying out.
Yeah.
So get some real potting soil. You have a company called Farford, F-A-F-A-R-D. You have Black Gold, but Miracle-Gro potting soil. I mean, if you have it, you look in the bag, and it's about 75% rotted pine bark mulch, and it dries out too quickly. I hate it. I'll never recommend it for anybody.
No, I don't use it either.
Yeah, so you want to get some real dirt. You don't want to get, you know, compost and bark mulch in there because it dries out too quickly. Where they're grown in Florida, they're in a bench that's solid. It floods the bench with water every day. They soak it up like a sponge.
Yeah.
But when you get home, they just fall apart. So when you buy it, slit the root ball, pull it apart, repot it with a good potting soil, and you're all set, ready to go.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY. Or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.